2:30, Tuesday afternoon. Time to welcome back Margaret Mills. Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at a Methodist minister with a wonderful name and a suffragette. And this week, I think you're off to the Lion and the Unicorn at Great Bardfield, which I thought was a pub, but it isn't.
No, absolutely right. No, keep pubs out of your mind. Actually, this is to do with the 1951 Festival of Britain.
Oh, really?
Now, for those of you out there who are too young to remember 1951, 6 years after the Second World War ended, this was a festival designed to cheer up Britain and also to celebrate Britain's art, science and technology. And one of the exhibits was 2 7-foot-high statues made out of straw. One was a lion and one was a unicorn. And they were made by a wonderful man from Great Bardfield in Essex called Fred Meisen. Now, Fred was very skilled at making sculptures out of straw. And these two sculptures were accepted for a display screen in the at the Festival of Britain in 1951. And the screen that they were put on was designed to celebrate all that was best about British life.
Mm-hmm.
This story has a bit of a ending that's rather either sad or funny, depending which way you look at it. After the Festival of Britain ended, everything came down for the exhibition, including the lion and the unicorn sculptures, and they were stored in the basement of Selfridge's, the big London store.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody checked on them a couple of years later, mice had eaten the sculptures.
Dear, oh dear.
Which seems a bit of a sad ending because these really were works of art. So a sad ending to a very creative craft project.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed for that. As you say, it is a sad ending. So where are you off to next week?
Well, I'm going back to Great Bardfield.
Mm-hmm.
To look at a very popular 1950s programme and its connection with Great Bardfield.
Oh, look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.